In Northwest News on KPLU, white nose syndrome has killed more than 6 million bats in 28 states and 5 Canadian provinces since it was first documented nearly a decade ago in New York. Now officials have added Washington State to that list after hikers found a bat with the disease on a trail in North Bend. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The Washington find is the westernmost evidence of the rapid spread of white nose syndrome in the U.S., and the find here represents a huge jump. It's nearly 1,300 miles west of places in Nebraska and Minnesota, which previously represented the westernmost edge of its spread. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus that produces itching so severe in bats that it interrupts their hibernation. They then starve to death because they wake up before there are enough insects available for them to feed on. Their voracious appetites for bugs can keep other diseases in check, such as West Nile virus, which is carried by mosquitoes. Bats are also great pollinators of crops, so officials are worried. Katie Heyman is a veterinarian with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Bats are incredibly important, and the prediction from what we've learned in the eastern North America is that this can have really huge impacts.
Heyman adds that right now they're not sure how severe this outbreak could be, since they only have a data set of one. But genetic tests have indicated that the infected bat is native to the West. Officials will be monitoring the area near North Bend to find out whether others are affected. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.